Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, treating your body like a temple, not a dumpster. We're going to be talking to Dr. John Heinerman today. He is a prolific writer, written so many excellent books that are so easy to read on health, and we're just really appreciative that he would join us today. He's been a guest on the program before, and he is so enlightening, and we'll talk a little bit about his background and why he writes what he writes. But thank you so very much, Dr. John Heinerman, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Joyce, and we'll have a good time with our listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to talk to you about your background, why you are doing what you're doing, because you've got an extensive background and written a number, 12 books, or how many books have you written?
Joyce, I've written 67 books.
67? Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, 32 million copies in print in 14 foreign languages.
Whoa, that is amazing. Well, give us a bit of your background so we'll know where you come from.
Well, I'm a naturopathic doctor. I've been in practice for 43 years, and my specialties are food therapy. I take two radishes and call them in the morning, herbal medicine, and general nutrition.
Excellent. Where did you go to school?
I did my undergraduate work down in Indonesia at Erlangga University and finished up here in Utah at Brigham Young University.
Whoa, Indonesia, going to school in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that is interesting. How did you happen to, I'm just curious, how would one get to Indonesia to go to school?
Oh, well, I was down there actually working for an herb company, a jamu company. Jamu is the Indonesian for herbs. And at the same time, going to school down there, I had presented a scientific paper at a conference many years ago and was subsequently hired by this company. And so I stayed down there and did my undergraduate work and did my thesis. And so I just almost married an Indonesian. And so I...
Wait a minute, you almost married an Indonesian?
Oh, yeah, we come close to marrying, but then she married an older man, you know, and whatever, and so...
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're joining us today so we can talk about herbs and how they do impact our lives. You know, you're coming of age now, but boy, you were like 20, 30 years ahead of your time at one point because people weren't really listening to what you had to say or taking it into and internalizing it as much as they are now.
Well, that's true. And there's an upside and downside to that. The upside is that, of course, now more people are becoming more health conscious and so turning to these types of things. The downside, however, is that from the herb perspective, many of the herb companies have become almost pharmaceutical in that they go for the extract from the herb, refine it down, increase its potency 5 to 10 times, and it becomes almost like a pharmaceutical drug. Whereas back when I was beginning, you know, herbs were more back in the folk realm, you know, grandma type of remedies and that. But now they've acquired a pharmaceutical touch that I think is disingenuous and basically takes the nature out of the science and makes these herbal compounds more drug-like. And so a lot of their surrounding elements, like the fiber and so forth, are lost as they try to achieve pharmaceutical status.
And I would say probably the FDA is rewarding people for trying to achieve pharmaceutical status.
Well, yes, and of course the FDA, and especially the FTC, they you know, have regulations of what can and cannot be said, but the people today want immediate results, and so these companies have accommodated them by trying to go and take a particular plant and look for whatever, you know, makes it work, then take it out, and then through the scientific wizardry, then give it the strength that a regular drug would have, still call it natural, and then it gets immediate results, you know. Nature works slow. Herbs have always worked slow, and that is done away with this immediate thing that the public wants. The problem with that is that the herb is no longer an herb. It still may be natural in a way, but a lot of the surrounding elements that protect an herb, you say, when it goes into the body to do a particular thing, those are removed, and so you just have the main constituent there, the particular chemical ingredient that, you know, makes the plant work, and so then they enhance it and process it and whatever until it becomes, you know, with its force pharmaceutical action, but other things like the fiber and other elements, certain vitamins and minerals that surround the herb, you see, that surround the important constituent, they are lost in the process.
Mm-hmm. And one time a doctor told me that if people only knew the truth that about 85% of all pharmaceuticals contained some herbal base to it, and we found that out since that time. Dr. Agarwal's book on healing spices, how even some mouthwash has thyme as its basis, so it's able to say kills 95% of the germs on contact. And then they took and they made God's medicine into man's medicine, and that's where we got into trouble. And now when we separate it and look at God's medicine versus man's medicine, God's medicine heals, man's medicine seems to create more problems.
Well, this is true. And any time that you have the technology, or what they like to call cutting-edge technology, enter in and, you know, fool with nature, and you remove nature from the process and just leave some you know, some remnant or form that they can still call natural, then problems ensue. And so now you have, even for common herbs, you see that they may take a particular constituent out of the herb itself, in its, with all of its things surrounding it, you see, that provides a check and balance. There would not be side effects. But then when you have this new enhanced type of herb, what I call kind of a Franken herb, like Frankenstein, you know, and that, then it may do its job, what it's being touted to do, but in the same time it produces side effects that the plant itself in its original form would never have produced.
When we start talking about individual items or essential oils, whatever, I thought this was interesting in your book on anti-aging remedies, which I find this book absolutely fascinating. You even have a recipe in here for peppermint vinegar, ladies and gentlemen, two things I would have never even put together in my own mind. But you say that peppermint is to the body of an old person what running may be to that of a college kid. He feels that peppermint can invigorate and revitalize the body's systems. That's pretty amazing.
Well, yes, peppermint is an oxygenator in that it expands the lung capacity so that the individual is taking in more oxygen, you see, which the body needs for red blood cells and so forth. And so it is very good herb for this type of thing, as well as for having many other useful applications.
And using even a mint vinegar for a salad dressing, you say in here. I love the way that you combine history, you combine biblical usages, and then you just list it basically topically so you can go down the list and find whatever your problem is. But then you also have the recipes for utilizing these items.
Well, yes, I try to bring a little bit of, you know, the different backgrounds into my writings. I use science, kind of like pepper and salt, you know, not too heavy on that side, but enough to validate the points I'm trying to make. But the problem is with the American public, with our listeners out there, they've got to a point in an age of, you know, instant, they want instant gratification and instant healing and instant this and that. Nature doesn't work that way. But the American health food industry, the American herb industry, has tried to accommodate consumers in that regard, and in doing so there has been a trade-off, and a lot of the natural things surrounding herbs have been lost. So in fact, what health food stores sell and the present herbs that you have there, they are far removed from how they were in nature or back 30 or 40 years ago when I began my practice, and the herbs were more in their natural setting. There was more of a totality with the herb than there is now. Now the herb has been parceled out, you might say, and only that part that gives it the, you know, the bang for the buck is what consumers are after. And so what happens is that the body becomes addicted to these types of things because the other natural things aren't there. The herbs have elements surrounding them that nourish the body besides giving the desired effect, you see. The pharmaceutical side of the herb industry has gone and taken that one element out and got rid of the rest. And I'm not talking about pharmaceutical companies. I'm talking about American herb companies with their high technology that have gone after these types of plants and tried to juice them up, if you will, spike them up, and that to satisfy the public, because the bottom line is they want to go and sell whatever they can, you see. And the American public, of course, demands it, and so many people are taking this and that, and they're hooked on it, and they can't get off of it, you see.
You list in your book on the anti-aging your own supplementation program, what people can do, calorie restriction. And, you know, we've talked about the fact that calorie restriction is one of the two ways that they have found to increase longevity. That's fascinating. If you eat less, you're going to live longer.
Yes, in part that is true, meal reduction. And then also the body goes through various changes as we get older. For most of my life, I have been a carnivore, grew up on a ranch, and so, you know, beef has always been a part of my diet in some form, and lamb also. But here the last year or so, I've become very, well, I don't care for meat when I look at meat or see a sizzling steak that I would go after in prior years. I just get turned off by it. So I have become, not philosophically, but I've become a vegetarian. My body craves more of the greens, and so I've have come to adhere to a very strict diet. I have the same thing every day. It's pretty routine and pretty
okay. When
boring,
we come back, okay. When we come back from this 4-minute break, let's talk about what you do every day. Boring routine, but I'm sure it works, and I'm sure it's working for you. And we're glad to hear that. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Dr. John Heinerman is our guest today. Oh, just listen to him. Stay tuned, please. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
shoot.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code, RADIO13.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. You will be rewarded, I guarantee you, with knowledge and an information base you just don't get anywhere else. We're going to talk about natural remedies. The more natural, the better, I believe. When we went to the break, Dr. Heinerman, by the way, Dr. John Heinerman is a medical anthropologist. He joins us here today, an expert on natural remedies. You were saying that you have a diet that's fairly boring, but you stay with it pretty much day to day. Do you want to give us kind of what you eat on a day-to-day basis and why?
Oh, sure. I have my big meal of the day. Always around noon, from 11 to 1, and I go to a local place that has a wonderful salad bar. I'm a fairly regular there, so I know most everyone that works in the establishment, and I have a dinner plate of cottage cheese with mandarin oranges for the calcium, magnesium in the cottage cheese, the vitamin C in the orange slices. Then I have a plate of cooked rice in which I mix sliced tomato for the lycopene, and then onion for the sulfur, mix them together, and then I have the back salad lady in the kitchen chop me some cilantro. Cilantro, I find, helps to chelate heavy metals from the body, so I mix all of that. That's my second plate. And then my third plate is a spinach salad that has a vinaigrette dressing that has sun-dried cranberries and sliced pecans in it. And that's the third one I devour. And then the fourth one is a plate of avocados that are sliced. I take them out of the scoop out of the shell with a teaspoon, and then put some seaweed seasoning on it, and then eat that. The avocados are for a very high in coenzyme Q10, and then sometimes I'll have grapes for the resveratrol, or I'll have berries because they're high in antioxidants. That's what I eat. I have water to drink, and that is it. And then in the evening, I may have like shredded wheat and whole raw milk, and that's it. That's my diet. That's what I eat, and I find that I have more energy than I've ever had because I mean I've always eaten right, so I you know take care of myself, but I think more clear and that, and I find that I have easy bowel movements, and the fact that there's no meat present, there myself. I was born on a farm. I was born at home. My folks didn't believe in immunization, so I've never had any immunizations in my life. And I've grown up very, very healthy and very well. And so I've tried to, you know, keep myself that way. And at 66, I am looking really good. People, when I tell them I'm 66, they think I'm kidding because they say I look, you know, much younger and that. And yet I keep a full schedule. And I started out in my practice 40-some years ago with capsules and tablets and, you know, this and that. But because I came from a food service background, see, before I became a doctor in natural health, I was a chef in a restaurant. So I come from the background of food experience, food preparation, and food science. And so I've incorporated that in my practice. And now I'm very much for getting most of your nutrients from the foods that you eat. I really believe that good health is diet-based. Supplements are good, especially for older people where they may not be able to, you know, assimilate certain foods or this sort of thing. But for the most part, you should try to get everything that your body needs from foods.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then if you, you know, because most people don't believe that their diet is a direct relationship to what's happening to them. When I was a heart transplant nurse, back in my days of being involved in stuff that I would never do again, however, when I was a heart transplant nurse, and I would talk to the doctors about, well, what about nutrition? Shouldn't we look at what they're eating? Well, you have to understand that at Texas Heart Institute, which intersected with Texas Children's Hospital, and they both merged together in the first floor, both hospitals together, what merged them was a McDonald's restaurant. And they literally, the doctors, the patients, everybody got something from McDonald's to eat because the hospital food was yucky and nobody wanted to eat it. So you've got heart transplant patients that are eating, you know, pre-heart transplants, pre and post, by the way, transplant patients that are eating out of McDonald's because it was better than the hospital food. But dead food is not the answer. We know that raw food is so important. Greens are so important. I want to talk about greens when we come back from this break that you say that you are into, whether it be greens that people have sell or whether it is from the grocery store. We'll be back with Dr. John Heinerman after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Ryan.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's the Power Mall.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We're talking to medical anthropologist and extensive writer, Dr. John Heinerman, on the Power Hour today, and I was mentioning greens, the importance of greens. I literally, now that I've started them, I hunger for greens, and if I don't have them after a while, I really miss it. It's like my body's craving that more than it does the sweets that I used to eat.
Well, yes, the body's own internal system develops an affinity for certain foods, recognizes in its own biological way those foods which are rich in the nutrients that it needs and depends upon to, you know, perform as it should. And when it doesn't get them, then it creates cravings. And that's, so if a person, you know, has like a craving, and some years ago I developed a craving for pumpkin pie without the whipping cream, of course, and so I was for a while eating pumpkin, canned pumpkin, and found that I was low in zinc, and pumpkin is very high in zinc, and so that's just one example. Other examples, the body may be low in magnesium or iron or whatever, so the brain will then go through its inventory of foods that the person may have consumed in the past that were high in a particular nutrient, and then again it's in its own inimical way, will then create within the body a craving for something that will then resolve the situation that the body is facing in that. And sometimes even if if the body's over acidic, and it needs to be re-alkalinized in that and to balance the body's pH, then there'll be a craving for certain foods that are very alkaline in nature, you see. And so if we listen to our body and that, it will, you know, lead us aright in some things. Of course, that is overshadowed by addictions, which is different, which is generated with, you know, our own mind and certain desires that we, you know, we see something and so we have to have it, and usually it's not good for us. And that, but I, you know, in general, for our listeners out there, I would say that there's just several basic things to good health. One is to always make sure every day that you drink plenty of water. And I don't mean coffee and juices and things, but I mean water, H2O. There should be at least 3 8-ounce glasses a day, a.m., midday, p.m. And then the second thing would be that every day a person should get in some form of greens, whether it is spinach, which I crave, or some other types of greens like red lettuce or whatever. There should be at least a bowl of greens consumed every day. The third thing is adequate rest, adequate sleep. That for whatever age a person needs, that they get that rest. For some, it, you know, maybe less than 8 hours. For others, it may be more than 8 hours. But that the body is rested well enough. You know, my father here about 5 years ago, he passed away, and he was well over 100. And I asked him about a year before he passed on. He died reading a book in a chair, and so it passed away, you know, very nicely. Went to sleep, and that was
it.
But I asked him, I said, you know, Dad, what do you account for your longevity? And he said, well, John, he said, a person should keep joy in their heart. You should always keep a joyful heart. Keep joy in your heart and not let the things of life get you down. You have to look at things philosophically and just figure it's only stuff. Like here some weeks ago, someone stole an expensive hauling trailer I had that was about $6,000 loss. And my friends who saw it, they were more upset about it than I was. And they were saying, oh, Doc, oh, you know, this, and they were lamenting. And I said, look, guys, it's only stuff. It can be replaced, I said. And I just look at it philosophically. I don't become attached to any material things. And I sure as heck don't allow myself to become too emotionally attached to individuals either, because if you do, then they can let you down. People can disappoint and hurt you, see, and that. You have to keep joy in your heart. And it really is the emotional and the mental state of the individual that keeps a person going. I mean, we all know of someone, friend or relative, that, you know, the doctors say they're going to go, and yet they hang on for weeks and months because their will to live is so strong, even though the rest of the body may be kind of collapsing. Their will to live continues, you see. And so it's keeping joy in the heart and every day looking at everything, you know, philosophically and going with that. And I think that's a very important part. But those are some of the key steps that I provide people and that I live by myself. And I know that my grandmother was 107 when she died. Her brother, Uncle John, was 110. My dad was 105. And so I'm good for at least a century, if not over that.
And that's incredible when you consider today the number of illnesses that people have. My doctor, when I went to my doctor, as old as I am, she said, you should be on more drugs. I'm not on any. I mean, she said, you should be on drugs. You don't fit the pattern. And you're obviously not being on any drugs. You don't fit the all-American pattern either of 5 to 7 prescriptions over the age of 60. Shocking that people live on those things. You go to the pharmaceutical, the pharmacist line at the whatever store you go to, and the lines are huge nowadays. Anytime you go in the store, the lines are huge. And, of course, it's for hypertension, anti-hypertension, for anti-statin or for statin drugs, and pain medicines are the three most commonly prescribed.
Well, you know why that is? Because consumers are too damn lazy. I hope we're allowed to say that on the air. Consumers are too darn lazy.
Too late now.
Go and take responsible for their own health. when patients come, they say, well, do you have a capsule or a pill for this or that? I recommend foods and explain how the foods are to be prepared. Well, that's too much trouble, you see. And that we need to take charge of our own health, and if we don't, then it's our own fault, you see. And that, and too often people buy into different things, and they think that there's a kind of, they're looking for the, you know, the wonder pill out there for this or that. We need to take more responsibility, use common sense, practice some self-discipline, and realize we have to get back to nature if we are to resolve our health issues. I take more people off of supplements, and I take more people off of pills and tablets, and direct them back towards foods. My whole practice now is centered around food therapy, and that's why I use the moniker, take two radishes and call me in the morning. Because I believe that foods, and that is good foods, are really the answer to many of our health problems, even complex problems, and that can be resolved with a good diet and with how foods are to be prepared, because it's just not taking the right foods that will give you the nutrients your body needs, but it's how to prepare them. And anyone listening out there, I should say that fried and deep frying should be tossed out the window, because that is hard for the body to adjust to. It destroys minerals and vitamins, and so frying and deep frying are not options. You should look at baking, boiling, steaming, roasting, things like this that are slower, that take, longer time. Now, I want to say something about microwaves. You know, they've been kind of dissed in the past, and they are bad. But when it comes to vegetables, microwaves are very good for vegetables, because what goes in, you know, is what comes out. It's just with meat and dairy products or whatever you put in, you know, what comes out isn't quite the same on a molecular level. There's something that's changed there. But when it comes to vegetables, microwaves are very good for that.
Well, but I can't, I honestly, I haven't had a microwave in probably 20 years, but to me, if it changes the molecules in the water, for instance, if you take the two glasses, you've probably seen this on the internet, if you take the two glasses or two plants, seeds, plants, and then you water one with a microwave water and you water another one with regular water, the one with microwave water won't grow. So that's when I absolutely quit even using a microwave. But I agree with you on the food issue, and the more raw, the better at times. And your book, The Healing Power of Fruits, Vegetables, and Herbs, oh, my goodness, you learn things in here. A strawberry facial cream, raspberry leaves for easy births. This book is so important for people to have in their church library, in their home library. I mean, things in here that you would never know. A melon as a laxative. Watermelon remedies. Food is a remedy. God gave it to us for a reason. You know, Dr. Malcolmus, who has Hallelujah Acres, says that, you know, on Wednesday nights, and I can remember this in prayer meeting on Wednesday nights, everybody be praying for, you know, this illness, that illness, this person, that person. It was all about illness. And he was asked, why do Christians get sick? And his response is, because they eat the same things that non-Christians eat.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, well, years ago, when I was on the lecture circuit more than my time allows now, because I have a lot of writing projects that I'm engaged in, and so I don't have the luxury of time. But I used to go around to a number of churches in America, evangelical churches, and I would give I guess you could call it a sermon, on the diet of Daniel, or
yes,
the diet that is food-based in the New Testament, and I would then talk about, you know, certain things that that are good, that were biblical, that are still around today, like the use of olive oil is just one example. And it was quite amazing how many, you know, Christians related to that, how many obese Christians there were. And I would cite the scripture, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, for in you dwell the Spirit of God. And so I said, we are going to be held accountable for how we treat our tabernacles, which really belong to God. He created them. And in the end, you see, it's like, you know, being given a car, and then, you know, you bring it back so that it looks in fairly good shape, or you go and bang it up and whatever, and it's a fender bender, and you're responsible for how well have you used it or how badly you abused it in this life. And I really believe that where people have gone and abused their bodies through laziness, through neglect, through just sheer ignorance and stupidity, their eating habits, they will be judged hereafter, and they will go to a place that is not a very nice place for a period of time because they abused their bodies and they just didn't care.
Yep, and it's never too late. We can start now, and one way is to get these books. They're only $14. I mean, you have offered just a lifetime of information here of remedies that are safe, that are inexpensive, and inexpensive. That's one thing that people always give me. Well, I can't eat healthy because it's too expensive. Wrong. They'd never tried it then. Because I did it, and I had several people and looked at several studies on people eating healthily and eating versus eating, you know, processed foods. It is sometimes one half the cost if you eat good foods and if you eat well. And
I'll just give one example of how you can eat inexpensively, even if your pocketbook, you see, does not allow you to eat the way that a person should eat. I was with some friends the other day, and they were to an Arctic Circle where they just bought, you know, the what we call fast food. And so when I ordered the two burgers, I did not have any dressing put on. I had the buns dry. I had the hamburger that was a soy burger that they had. They did have a vegetarian thing there. And then I had lettuce, and I had a slice of tomato and onion. That was it. And the others had, you know, had the works, as if you want to call it. And then they had sweet potato fries, which was some kind of novelty thing. I don't touch fried or deep fried food. So anyway, the long and short was I ate, it digested good, and it didn't have all of this other things there. I find that when a person eats the fast food and has all of these sauces and everything and that, it is murder on the stomach. It's much harder for the body to digest. So if a person, you know, is in a situation where you cannot always eat healthy, then just eliminating the sauces and what we call the condiments, doing away with the ketchup, mustard, pickles, relish, and just eating it straight, you see, trying to have whatever greens are available, a slice of tomato, onion, they may charge extra. I mean, that's good for the body, you know, if you can't go beyond that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always a place you can start. You know, when the people complain about carrots, now to me carrots, conventionally grown carrots, are one of the worst things you can eat because they use those to detoxify the soil, to take out the toxins from the soil. Then the farmers tell me they don't even eat those carrots because they know what's in them. So, but organic carrots are only 10 cents more a bag. In fact, for my juicing, I have a juicer that I love to use when I have the time to do it, and I mean, and everybody should make the time to do it. I know I should, but when I do that, I buy the big bags of 5 pounds of carrots for $4.65 for 5 pounds of Bunny Love organic carrots. Now that is not expensive at all, and anybody can afford 10 cents more per bag. And in this case, it's even cheaper than buying conventional carrots. But these are excuses, and excuses will take you as long as you want it to take you, and you won't have to get right with your body. And that's sad, because then people end up with 2, 3, 4, 5 chronic illnesses and unable to function.
Well, this is true, and the thing is that if people want to, you know, they have to have a desire to change. You can't lead a horse to water and make it drink, as the old proverb goes, and so and they have to have a desire, and once there's that desire there, then a person can, you know, work with that individual. And that I have a lot of patients that I see that I mean, I'm willing to, you know, willing to work with me in that varying degrees. Some will go all the way, some will kind of stop short for whatever reasons, but the thing is that you are as only as good as the fuel you put into your vehicle. You know, our bodies really are no different than the vehicles we drive. And that, and if a person is going to get, you know, cut rate gas at some place that has it well below whatever the going fuel rate is, and then they go along, and then they wonder why their car won't start or it stalls at a light, you see, and whatever, it's because, you see, the fuel there is not up for the high-performance engine. And so if you go with the high-end vehicles, you should put in, you know, the Supreme, which costs a lot more, but it makes the whole engine run better. Our bodies are the same way. We need to have Supreme foods and use Supreme fuel to fuel our vehicles. The problem is everyone's using cut-rate gas and cut-rate fuel, eating junk food, and that's why their vehicles are being clogged up and not performing as they should.
Absolutely. You know, in the book, Healing Power of Fruits, Vegetables, and Herbs, you have a section on page 230, acorns and oak for burns and liver problems. I've never heard that.
Oh, yes. Acorns are very wonderful for burns. I explain how you can take the acorns. You can make a tea out of it. When the tea is cool, you go and use it as a wash-on burns, or you can spritz it on with a...
Wow. Well, let's stay right there. We'll come back with that after this three-minute break. Brazil nuts. He does nuts also in here, and we'll talk about nuts, too. We don't talk about that very often. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Welcome back to Power Hour. It is 54 minutes after the hour. We'll start taking your phone calls at the top of the hour. So if you want to line up, you want to talk about a specific problem, illness, issue, whatever, we will have Dr. Heinerman address those. We give no medical advice. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. You all know that. So at the top of the hour, we'll take your phone calls with Dr. John Heinerman at 855-995-6923. I'd like to get some new callers in. So if you're a first or second time caller and you've been wanting to get your questions answered but you couldn't get in, here's a chance to do it. First or second time callers only, 855-995-6923. Dr. Heinerman, when I was in graduate school in nursing, we learned about a study in Canada in which the doctors went on strike in Canada and the death rate decreased tremendously. And so to explain this, this is not kidding. I am not kidding you. With a straight face, this is how our instructors described this situation. They said the reason that there were less people dying while doctors were on strike is because they didn't want to die while their doctor was gone. They wanted to wait till their doctor came back. You have to be kidding me that we teach people this kind of trash.
Oh, that's one of the fairy tales of all time.
Oh, hey, that was graduate school, University of Texas. That's got to be true.
Yeah, well, I guess there's a lot of things out there in medical science that people are willing to believe. We have a very gullible public out there, you know. They're willing to to trust their doctors, you see. The doctor says, trust me, I know what's best. And any doctor that says that, people should run as far away from them as they can and find a practitioner that won't be that way. And since we both are on kind of the same wavelength in terms of faith, a faith-based system of health, though our beliefs and approaches to God may be different, I think that our audience out there, when they're looking for a physician, should look for, you know, someone that is faith-based, that has at least a faith in the Creator, you'll say, and believes that there is a, you know, an omnipresence out there that is going to go and that's kind of over everything and overall, and works with the patient, you see, in those terms. And that all too often, most doctors and nurses, however good they may be at their practice, they are not very faith-based, and many of them are indifferent to any belief system, and that's not good for the patient, because no matter how skilled you may be, no matter how many years of practice you may have been in, you can have all the alphabetical tags after your name for this and that degree, if you do not have the common sense to be able to get inspiration, you see, and intuition when your medical knowledge fails you, you see, and there's a higher power there, then you're not doing mankind a service at all. And unfortunately, most of those who are treating the American public, you see, are not they're not anchored in some type of faith-based system, in a belief in a higher power, higher than themselves and their own pride and their own knowledge.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, that is true. And they don't believe in a higher power. They don't believe in God's medicine, God's food versus man's food, God's medicines versus man's medicines. None of that. You can't even talk about it. I mean, I was at Texas Heart Institute, which is like the biggest transplant facility, of course, in Texas and even in the world sometimes. And you never mentioned that. I mean, and it's so sad because only when you understand that the food was designed for us, and perhaps you can tell us some of the things that perhaps God gave us way back when, and we didn't know we would need it until now, and then it works, whether it's on herpes or cancer or whatever, how shocked we are that he knew back then what we were going to be suffering from today. We'll be back after this 1-minute, 10-second break with Dr. John Heinerman, and we're going to talk about acorns again and nuts and why they're so important. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley. Aren't you glad you tuned in today? Thank you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's Carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.